This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and has been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or more vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about His Majesty's hospital ship, Lanfranc. Originally, the RMS Lanfranc was an early 20th century cruise liner, operated by the Booth Line, based in Liverpool, with voyages to South America and particularly Manaus, some 1,000 miles up the Amazon River in Brazil, supporting the booming rubber trade in the Amazon Basin. In October 1915, RMS Lanfranc was requisitioned by the British government and commissioned as a hospital ship, HMHS Lanfranc, operated by the Royal Navy. It was fitted out to accommodate 403 casualties, who were supported by a complement of 52 medical staff, the ship being operated by a crew of 123. On the 17th of April 1917, HMSHS Lanfranc set out from Le Havre to Southampton, carrying 234 wounded British soldiers and 167 wounded German prisoners of war, as well as her medical staff and ship's crew. At about 1940, when the Lanfranc was about one-third the way through her journey, she was struck by a torpedo on the port side between the engine room and number 3 hold. The engines were immediately stopped as the ship listed to port, settled rapidly by the stern, and then slowly came back again into an upright position. The master gave the order to prepare lifeboats and to abandon ship. 3 of her boats had been smashed by the explosion, but both escorts were within about a mile of her at the time, one on either bow, and while P-37 closed the Lanfranc, the Badger searched for the submarine, now known to have been submarine UB-40, under the command of Oberleutnant Hans Halvold, which evaded capture. At the time of the explosion, the Lanfranc was steaming at 14 knots, and it would have been dangerous to lower her boats at once. As soon, however, as she had lost sufficient way, one boat at a time was lowered on each side, 8 boats getting away safely. Unfortunately, one boat on the starboard side sank stern first, and nearly all the occupants were thrown into the sea, but were picked up later by lifeboats from the Badger or sailing trawlers. Both escorts had by this time come alongside, and at very great risk, owing to the condition of the Lanfranc and the high seas running, had been embarking the wounded passengers, both German and British. Of the 576 persons aboard that evening, only 34 lives were lost, 14 British wounded, 15 German wounded, and 5 crew, as the hospital ship Lanfranc sank in just over 1 hour, although these casualties figures do vary according to report. Today, the wreck of the HMHS Lanfranc lies 40 miles south of Brighton, in a depth of 52 metres, sitting upright and fairly intact, with a break halfway along where the torpedo impact occurred. The stern area is upright, and with access through a skylight, it is possible to descend down through a couple of decks into what one can only presume is the dining area. Looking at the sides of the ship, you can see the portholes still in place, sweeping right around the stern. As you make your way to the bow, the ship comes back into her glory, upright, intact, and steaming along. And as you drift past the starboard bow, you might just see her name, bold as brass in 18-inch high letters, Lanfranc. This article was researched, written, and read to you by Andrew Dorr, volunteering with the Forgotten Wrecks Project. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future, and of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer. Perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at www.forgottenwrecks.org or via telephone on 02380 237 300. Your reader for this article has been Andrew Dorr, your sound engineer, Chris, and that brings us to the end of this audio article. Goodbye.